Law enforcement believes a flyer circulated widely on social media talking about a San Mateo County looting night was actually created outside of the country. KCBS's Margie Schaefer reports the threats prompted many business owners to board up their buildings.
The San Mateo County looting night flyer offered a hit list to raid Safeways, CVS, Walgreens, and Home Depot. And Menlo Park Police Chief Dave Bertini says it's not just this flyer, it's numerous posts.
We've been given information from the FBI that foreign actors, basically foreign entities, are sending social media posts that are innocently being forwarded by other, you know, members of the community, not knowing that they're coming from a foreign source, just create more fear.
Fact check as best you can. Think critically. These social media posts can come from state actors and non-state actors.
State actors would be, you know, states who may have, you know, nefarious intent towards us, whether that's North Korea, Russia, Iran, China. Or it could be non-state actors, and those could be groups that are, you know, more terroristic type groups that, you know, we've been dealing with in the last, you know, 2 decades now.
In some cities, large protests were planned and looting had been seen in nearby cities.
You know, a business owner has the right to protect their property. If they feel more at ease or if it gives them peace of mind to board up their business, they certainly can do that. Personally, unless we have a, you know, a credible threat that this is going to happen, you know, I think it's a kind of sends the wrong message.
Chief Bertini says even with planned peaceful protests, you never know where it's going to go. Splinter groups can create havoc. Margie Schaefer, KCBS.